You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky with you. It is Bucky Mock Draft Day today. We are going to go through Buck's latest mock. Buck, how you doing, man? Restless nights, no sleep. What we got?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of time and energy and thought devoted to these mock drafts because, DJ, like you, I don't like dealing with all the criticism from the fans. I want to make sure that I give everybody exactly what they want. It's your birthday. You should get the birthday gift that you want. So I'm going to try and accommodate 32 fan bases, their favorite needs when it comes to round one of this draft.
That's great, man. I don't even care anymore though about the feedback. I've gotten over it, man. I used to, but you know what? In some weird way, it helps me. I do read a good bit of it, especially on the first mock draft. Cause on the first mock draft, the local fans will let you know, hey, you know what? This player played better at this position than you think he did. And I'll be like, you know what? I haven't watched a ton of this team this year. So maybe I'm holding on to an older preconceived idea. Let me go watch a little bit of that existing player. You know what? Okay, that tackle is a little bit better than I thought he was coming out. He played okay last year. Maybe they don't go in that direction. So the feedback does help a little bit. I don't pretend that it doesn't, but then I just kind of laugh at the mean stuff because got to do something better.
What are we doing? Yeah, no, I get that. It's a lot of fun. Let's go back and remind everybody. So mock drafts are what we call educated guesses. It's not necessarily how we view the players, but it's how we think teams view the players, either based on conversations or based on just kind of following some of the breadcrumbs that we've kind of picked up along the way during the pre-draft process. So mock drafts are what we think teams think about these players. You want to know what we really think? Check out DJ's top 50. Check out my top fives. That's my true assessment, our true assessments on how we value these players and how we rank these players.
No doubt. All right. With much anticipation here, let's get this cranked up. Not a lot of surprise here. Let's start with the first pick, the Chicago Bears. Get us through the first five picks here, Buck.
Okay, so here we go. Chicago Bears are number one. They telegraphed it. Caleb Williams comes off the board. He is the face of the franchise in the Windy City. We'll go to the Washington Commanders at two. They'll take Jaden Daniels from LSU. At three, New England Patriots. They take the quarterback of the future and J.J. McCarthy from Michigan. Arizona comes off the board at four, taking Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State. And then the L.A. Chargers take Joe Alt, offensive tackle from Notre Dame. That's the top five of this mock draft.
Yeah, there you go. And Buck does new trades. So we're looking at that. I think the one that jumps out to everybody as you're hearing this, J.J. McCarthy as the third pick and the third quarterback goes to the New England Patriots. Hey, a Michigan quarterback to the Patriots. What do you know, Buck?
So here's the thing. So if you're the Crafts and you're sitting here and you're just thinking about just coming off of watching the Dynasty, you're thinking, man, we had this great thing for 20 years. We had a quarterback from Michigan who had great intangibles, had a winning pedigree, had all of this stuff. Wasn't necessarily built like the prototype. It was kind of skinny when he came out. But man, he became the greatest quarterback that our franchise and maybe the league has ever seen. Well, if you go and you listen to Jim Harbaugh say that J.J. McCarthy is the greatest quarterback at the university that Tom Brady played at, why wouldn't you kick the tires on him? And I think when you kick the tires and investigate J.J. McCarthy thoroughly, talk about a player that's what, 28-1, 27-1 during his time in Michigan, won a national title. He's a guy that is very, very comfortable checking his ego at the door. Because remember, highly decorated recruit goes to Michigan knowing that he's going to hand the ball off way more than he's going to throw it, but he's willing to sacrifice that. I just think if you're you're trying to recreate the team-friendly environment in New England, he might be the right guy to do it. And you have an opportunity to redshirt him behind Jacoby Brissett. I think this might be the right play for the New England Patriots as they reboot their franchise.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I also think you have a defensive head coach who will appreciate the run the ball, protect the football, a way of playing offense. And I think that's something that J.J. McCarthy's done. That's something he's very comfortable with. All right, let's get to picks 6-10 here.
Okay, 6-10. New York Giants take Malik Nabers, wide receiver from LSU. Tennessee Titans, Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle from Penn State. The Atlanta Falcons take the first defensive player off the board, Dallas Turner, edge defender from Alabama. Chicago Bears, Rome Odunze, wide receiver from Washington. And at 10, the mighty New York Jets take Brock Bowers, tight end from Georgia.
Yep, I think there's some interesting things in there. Rome Odunze, again, I think that makes sense for Chicago. I know people can look on the defensive side of the ball. To me, you want to do everything you can to get Caleb Williams playing at a very high level. Adding Rome Odunze to Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. Hey, now we're playing with some fun weapons here, as well as a tight end position with Cole Kmet, as well as bringing over Gerald Everett. So I like that for them. More offense, why not? And then the one that stands out to me, the Jets, Bowers. Is that a reaction, Buck, to some of the things they were able to get accomplished in free agency?
Well, look, man, I think it's a reaction to everyone being on their win now mandate. If you're Robert Saleh, you're Joe Douglas, you know what it is. You got to win right now. And I want to go to Aaron Rodgers. I want to make him very, very comfortable. You add Mike Williams, you have Garrett Wilson, but you need to have someone that can control the middle of the field. Brock Bowers would give them that. And I know the last few years when we've seen tight ends taken early in the draft, it hasn't worked out. To me, this is different, though. This is a very experienced quarterback who knows how to put those touches in the hands of the right playmakers. Brock Bowers will get they would get the return on the investment with Brock Bowers early. He commands the middle of the field. I just like this pick, and I think they're willing to gamble on the older offensive line holding up.
Yep, and that's going to be it. That's going to be the gamble that they take there and hope that some of the young guys that they've drafted over the last couple years who've been developing that, if need be, could step in and play some of their mid to later round picks as well. So that'll be part of that strategy if this is the direction that they go. All right, Buck, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get back. We're going to jump in here. We'll get through the rest of this mock draft. Again, it's Bucky's mock draft 3.0. You can find that on NFL.com. That's where all the goodies is, where Bucky explains each and every one of these picks. So we'll be right back and we'll finish this bad boy up.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, Buck, let's get 11 through 15 here. We have no trades again. So we've got the Minnesota Vikings sticking and picking at 11. And it looks like a quarterback sitting there for them.
It is sitting there. Look, and I don't know if they would be willing to gamble. I know Kevin O'Connell would be sitting there anxious trying to get up to make sure he got the quarterback that he wanted. But the Minnesota Vikings take Drake May, quarterback from North Carolina, at 11. Denver Broncos followed up with Jared Verse, edge defender from Florida State. Las Vegas Raiders take Talese Fuaga, offensive tackle from Oregon State. The New Orleans Saints go with J.C. Latham, offensive tackle from Alabama. And the Indianapolis Colts take Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback from Toledo.
Yeah, let's start first of all here, Minnesota, Drake May. First of all, I know people will ask the question, so why is Drake May there at 11? And then why does this make sense, the fit here with the Minnesota Vikings?
Okay, so a couple different things. We know, without trades, if we just go through the thing, I'm saying, yeah, if you're the Minnesota Vikings, you may gamble and say, hey, we want to move up and go get him. But let's just say it plays out the way that it is. He just naturally is there. It makes sense. One, Josh McCown, Kevin O'Connell, they love these kind of quarterbacks. You think about high IQ, really good intangibles, athleticism out the wazoo. Does he need some polishing and refining? Absolutely. But you have Sam Darnold in place where he doesn't necessarily have to jump on the field right away. And because this business is a relationship business, the fact that Josh McCown knows him from his high school days, he knows the kid, he knows how he's wired, I think that helps in the developmental process. To me, this makes perfect sense for the Minnesota Vikings.
So stylistically, play style, maybe build ability, situation in college, is there anybody that Drake May that you would compare to if you're going to gamble on the best it can be? Is there anybody remind you of?
He reminds me a lot of the conversation that we used to have about Justin Herbert when Justin Herbert was at Oregon. Because remember, at Oregon, Justin Herbert wasn't the one that we talk about in the pros. It was a lot of hemming and hawing and soft shoeing on what Justin Herbert was going to be. But when you look at the build, you look at the athleticism, you look at the athletic background that Justin Herbert had, you can say the same thing about Drake May. To me, they're very, very similar in terms of attributes. If I'm Kevin O'Connell and I am Josh McCown, I'm willing to gamble on the flashes that Drake May's displayed. Going back to his first season as a starter, DJ, he was terrific. He was electric at North Carolina. He has some pros that he was playing around. But guess what? In the National Football League, he's playing with pros. So I think Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, they elevate Drake May's game until he's able to elevate the next generation of playmakers that would be around him in Minnesota.
I'll confess, I was trying to lead the witness here. Was there another one, another quarterback that it reminded you of? I thought you would say Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
So look, the thing about like Josh Allen, I don't know if Drake is as rugged as Josh Allen is, like in terms of the runner. Now, I can see the talent in those things, but then again, Josh Allen didn't really reveal those superhero powers.
Josh Allen was better. He was better the year before when they had some better players. Then the talent dropped off at Wyoming. His play kind of fell apart. I was trying to remember who coached Josh Allen when he came into the league. Oh, yeah. The team with the sixth pick.
Brian Daboll.
I would say if Drake May is there with the sixth pick, I do not think he will be there with the seventh pick.
You think the New York Giants take him?
I think they would take him.
The only thing, and I wrestle with that part of it, the only reason why ownership loves Daniel Jones so much that they're willing to commit that money to him, are they ready to move off of him after, look, 2 years ago, he leads him to the playoffs. We can say whatever about the numbers, whatever, but after that season, they're willing to pay him $40 million annually. Will ownership be okay moving off of Daniel Jones? That was my hesitancy in giving him to the New York Giants at that pick.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. It's a fair point, but we'll see how this all unfolds. And again, Buck doesn't do trades in these, so this is just as they fall, who's there, you stick and pick. That's what we end up with. You ended up with Quinyon Mitchell as the number one corner. I think I did that in my last mock as well, just in terms of him being the first corner to come off the board, Buck. Ace to postseason, nobody's done it better than Quinyon Mitchell has.
Nobody's done it. You got a chance to see him live and in person at the Senior Bowl. If you go through, we talk about a series of checklists where you want to just see him check off. outstanding regular season. He did that. Senior Bowl, terrific. Combine performance was outstanding. Has the prototypical measurements and dimensions, fast as all get out, long, rangy. And the one thing we know about Chris Ballard, he loves the prototypes. He loves the athletic freaks. He wants to bring them in and just have a collection of freaks so they can develop. He goes to the Indianapolis Colts because I think, look, Chris Ballard falls in love with him. After not being able to get Legarius Sneed on a trade, Quinyon Mitchell becomes a nice consolation prize for the Colts.
So I was talking to one of my buddies, a personnel executive, the other day, and I said, this is a fun assignment for your scouts. Would be ask all the scouts for the players in your area that had straight A's. And the way I explain that is straight A's, fall tape, all-star game, combine, interview, pro day. Who got A's in all those areas? Who are the straight A players? Now, they might not be, it might not be a first-round pick. It might be somebody who's a third-round interior lineman, but man, he played really good. He was solid at the all-star game. He was the same guy when we watched him work out at the combine. He had a great interview and did what he needed to do in an individual workout or a pro day. Like, those guys that have the just the consistent line there, Buck, I think your hit rate goes way up.
Yeah, I mean, just and that's what you're looking for. I mean, look, part of the process is really just eliminating all the stuff. And when you go and you eliminate all the, I mean, he is as solid as they come as a prospect. I mean, and you get over the Toledo thing. He dominated MAC competition. We had a chance to see him play against whatever was supposed to be the best of the best at the Senior Bowl. Didn't bat an eye at it. Rose, his level of play really went up a notch. And then you see him at the combine. Why wouldn't you fall in love with this kind of prospect, this kind of player? I know people love and adore Sauce Gardner. I see similar traits in Quinyon Mitchell in terms of a guy that kind of comes out of nowhere to be the number one corner on the board.
No doubt. All right, let's whip through here the rest of this mock draft. We are at pick number 16, Buck. So take us 16 to 20.
Okay, here we go. Seattle Seahawks take Troy Fatanu, offensive guard tackle from Washington, reunites with his offensive coordinator. Jacksonville Jaguars take Terrion Arnold, cornerback from Atlanta. The versatility is a selling point. Cincinnati Bengals, Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver from LSU. The Los Angeles Rams, Byron Murphy, defensive tackle from Texas. The Pittsburgh Steelers take Amarius Mims, offensive tackle from Georgia.
Yeah, the fun one for me there, Byron Murphy, obviously Aaron Donald, he retires. They hit a home run last year with Kobe Turner and the job that he did as an interior rusher. Man, you'd have two dynamic, quick dudes in there with him and Murphy teaming up.
Yeah, no, you just think about it. And the way they played at 3-4, there's another spot where you can have Murphy and the sensational rookie playing together. I love that. And I love the possibility that the Rams could go that route.
All right, let's get 21 through 25. A couple of these guys I want to ask you about. Go ahead.
Miami Dolphins, Jackson Powers Johnson, center guard from Oregon. Philadelphia Eagles, Kool-Aid McKinstry, corner from Alabama. Minnesota Vikings take Cooper DeJean, DB from Iowa. Dallas Cowboys, Graham Barton, offensive lineman from Duke. And the Green Bay Packers at 25, Peyton Wilson, linebacker from NC State.
There you go. All right, Kool-Aid McKinstry ran in the, with a foot injury, I should add, ran in the high 4.4s. I think 4.47 was the time that came through from his pro day. He's been someone that's been camped out kind of in this area of these mock drafts, maybe a little bit lower. This is probably one of the higher spots that I've seen him go. But give me the fit, the reasoning there, Kool-Aid to Philly.
Okay, so here's my reason. My rationale is Vic Fangio has so much success with Pat Surtain early in his career that I think he goes back to the well. He fishes in the same pond. Kool-Aid McKinstry, being a guy, high IQ, has been tasked with playing a bunch of different techniques, a bunch of different responsibilities throughout his time. I just think it's the right fit. It's not necessarily about getting maybe the splashy player that I think Vic Fangio might be comfortable with Kool-Aid McKinstry, what he's able to do, and the fact that he's pretty solid when it comes to tackling, being physical on the perimeter.
There you go. Peyton Wilson, we had this conversation. I actually tweeted this out the other day as well, which was if he's clean, if he passed physicals, I know he's a little bit older, but just as a player on the tape that you see, Buck, I thought Peyton Wilson was a first-round pick just as a player. And we had this conversation the other day. We're saying, yeah, but I mean, we're not doctors. So if we assume at least a few of these 32 teams are going to be okay with his injury history, then maybe that shouldn't be a shock if he found his way in here.
DJ, I just think like if we just base the evaluation off the tape, there's no way that you can deny Peyton Wilson being a first round pick. It's rare that you see linebackers do what he's been able to do throughout his career. He's a tackling machine. He has significant sack production. He's always around the ball, as evidenced by his forced fumbles and fumble recoveries. He picks off passes in coverage. He plays with a high motor. He has a little nastiness and a little that crazy guy that you like from your defensive leaders.
As a wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you put him in the middle of that defense surrounded by other first round players. I mean, I think he goes and gets it at a high level. I just think the Green Bay Packers will fall in love with Peyton Wilson throughout this process. I could see him replacing Devondre Campbell as that inside linebacker spot as they didn't re-sign the veteran, as they let the veteran go.
All right. There you go. Peyton Wilson makes his way into the first round. Take us home here, Buck. Take us 26 through 32.
Here we go. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Laiatu Latu, edge defender from UCLA. It goes to the Tampa Bucks. Arizona Cardinals. Darius Robinson, edge defender from Missouri. The Buffalo Bills take Johnny Newton, defensive tackle from Illinois. Detroit Lions, Chop Robinson, edge defender from Penn State. The Baltimore Ravens, Tyler Guyton falls to them, offensive tackle from Oklahoma. San Francisco 49ers, Nate Wiggins, cornerback from Clemson. And the Kansas City Chiefs, Kamari Lassiter, cornerback from Georgia.
All right, I want to ask you about the very last guy here, because this is an interesting one with Kamari Lassiter, where I loved his tape. And I had him, I think, in one of the early mocks, mm-hmm. maybe even the first two. I had him going in the first round. Now, Buck, he gets a chance to run at his pro day, and he ended up running, like, I think 4.6 flat or 4.62, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. He did not get under 4.6. How, you know, is it a situation now with the GPS stuff,
yeah.
that you can find the numbers you need to be able to still keep him in that area?
Look, DJ, I think you hit me to the game on that. How teams mm-hmm. are relying less on the 40 time and more on the GPS stuff, because you can get all that stuff from Catapult and Zebra technology. You can get all the stuff that you need in game. Can you do it? The other thing that I've referenced, like I've been told by people around the Chiefs, that this defense that Steve Spagnuolo institutes is one that requires a lot of high IQ guys that are there. And when you think about what Kirby Smart asks his DBs to do and how they have to bounce around and play multiple positions and how they have to see it and do it. I know people get the misnomer that this is a man-to-man team, but they do a lot of little subtle tricks in games in the back end. To me, I think Kamari Lassiter really fits the profile. And so even though they move on from Legarius Sneed, I think they get another young guy to throw in the mix. And I don't know if you can argue there's been a better team developing young DBs, getting them to play early, than the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they gamble on what they've seen on tape from Kamari Lassiter as opposed to what the stopwatch may reveal.
Yeah, McDuffie can play anywhere. You know, McDuffie, I think even, you know, Sneed, the player he was and the money he just got, I think McDuffie was the best player in their secondary. So now I think if you take Lassiter, he's probably going to see the majority of his work inside. Mm-hmm. And that would allow McDuffie to play more outside. But McDuffie can play anywhere you want him to play.
They just have a really good secondary, man. They have so many young guys. And the thing about their secondary, they've done it in the last 2 to 3 years. They've been able to take all these guys, but the common denominator when you talk to them guys, like high football intelligence and great workers. And I just think Lassiter would fit in.
Yeah. Well, there you go. This is a quicker episode today, but we wanted to make sure we got this one in. I'm taking off to head to the Big 12 Combine, which we will have on NFL Network on Thursday. Buck, you're going to be covering the LSU Pro Day. That is on Wednesday, as well as your alma mater, North Carolina, Drake May. That is going to be on Thursday as well. So we've got lots of stuff coming your way here from these big combines, these big quarterback pro days, as well as the Big 12 Combine. So be on the lookout for that. We want to make sure we got Bucky's latest mock draft in here before all that took place. All right, we've got one more episode, which we will recap these pro days. That will be coming up. We'll lift some of the best sound from the broadcast to fill you in on what happened there. So be on the lookout for that a little bit later this week. Until then, we appreciate you, and we'll see you next time right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.